The Kansas City jazz group The Sons of Brazil has been playing each and every week for over 20 years, and this weekend, they'll be making a stop in Northwest Arkansas. The sextet is led by trumpeter Stan Kessler, who was voted Outstanding Overall Musician by Jam Magazine. Robert Ginsburg, the host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz, caught up with Stan of The Sons of Brazil prior to the performance this weekend.
This Sunday, the Sons of Brazil will be performing in the second concert for the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series. This group of Kansas City jazz musicians have been playing Brazilian music for 23 years. Last week, I spoke with Stanton Kessler, the leader and trumpeter and flugelhornist with this group, and asked him how a group of Kansas Cityans became so enamored with the music of South America.
The band started because of a confluence of several things. First of all, our love for Brazilian music, which started back in the late 50s. Danny Embry, our guitar player, had moved to L.A. in the late 70s and played with many famous people, Clare Fisher, for one. But then he toured with Sergio Mendes for 7 years. And really got, baptism under fire. There were two guitar players in that band. He would play electric, and then there'd be an acoustic guitar player. The acoustic guitar player was none other than Oscar Castro Neves, who in Brazilian music circles is the guy. You know, he's like amazing guitar player, composer, and producer. In fact, he produced that Joe Henderson album, Double Rainbow.
Right.
And also played on that. So Danny, got a lesson on every gig just watching Oscar play. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, our drummer, Doug Allwater, who we think was probably a Brazilian in a prior life, had been listening to the Brazilian Hour on NPR all through the 80s and 90s. Sergio Milchenko's famous show, and keeping up with what was going on, and really got into the Brazilian culture in every way. Took Portuguese for a couple of years, and then went down to Rio on his first trip down there, first of many, in 1991, and came back with lots of recordings. Now, we had all heard Getz and Gilberto and Joe Beam in the late 50s, early 60s, the bossa nova craze, Stan Getz and all that. And we had kind of lost touch. I mean, not Doug, our drummer, but the rest of us had kind of lost touch with what was going on currently in Brazil. And so Doug brought back a lot of music and made these compilations for us. Some of the music was older and very historic, but a lot of it was more modern. And the modern stuff was just punchy and funky and just basically the way that they were playing and the way that they were recorded and mixed. These recordings were just really dynamic.
Music, no doubt.
I mean, well, it is, man, and the music sells itself, if you play it right. So, which is what I'm leading up to. So, Danny being back and Doug having made that trip, we were already playing quartet as a quartet, some just jazz gigs around town, and we just decided, Doug brought back this music, and we flipped out, head over heels, and thought, well, let's get band together and see if we can cop a few gigs, play this music and try to play it like Brazilians play it, and try to play it in an authentic way and honor the music and honor the composers. And, you know, maybe we'll get a few gigs. Well, right away we got a weekly gig, you know, and then...
Was that at Jardine's?
No, that was the first one was at a place called the Tuba, and then that lasted a year, and then we ended up at the Boulevard Cafe, and that was the one. That was the golden gig every Tuesday night for 8.5 years. And in those days, in the 90s, the jazz scene wasn't what it is today. It was sparse, you know. So on Tuesday nights, we were basically the only game in town. And it became a place not only to come and hear music, but for sort of a vortex of artists, you know, and dancers and painters and you name it. And it just was like the place to be. So that was our outlet. And that was what really got the band going, was having that regular gig. So 23 years later, we're still playing regularly.
Not only received accolades from critics and fans, but there's another stamp of approval that's worth mentioning, and that's how the Brazilian community in Kansas City area has embraced this band.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about how that all came about? It must have been in the early
days.
Oh,
that's just such a funny story to me. We were playing at our first, you know, regular gig at the Tuba, which is basically a kind of a blues R&B bar. We were playing, I think, on Monday nights, and Doug, our the aforementioned Doug Allwater, our drummer, who speaks Portuguese and all that, and had contacted the Brazilian Club, and in those days, the Brazilian Club in Kansas City was really happening and pretty large, and there were a lot of students going to school here, going to college at the University of Missouri at Kansas City, from Brazil. So there was a community, and it was very organized and centralized. It's a little bit more fragmented now. But anyway, so Doug got a hold of them and said, we have this band, and we're playing down here, and we'd love to see you. Well, they didn't just come down. They sent a scout, one guy. And in fact, Samuel Toledo, who I haven't seen in 20 years, I think he moved to Florida. I don't even know where he is. Great guy. One of the younger guys. They sent him down to check us out because they weren't going to come down if it was going to be Samba Americano, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
They wanted to know that it was authentic, that it was going to, you know, be the real deal. And so he came down, he introduced himself, very nice guy. Then he left, and that was it, you know. Next week, like 30 people show up from the Brazilian Club. All Brazilians, they show up en masse. And not only, this is the funny part, it's like, they brought food. I mean, matriarch Elise, wonderful woman, she brings this crock pot in. I mean, full of feijoada, which is the Brazilian national dish. It's like a bean and meat stew, you know, with different kinds of beans and all kinds of different meat, and you pour it over rice, and it's the national dish. And she brings in this crock pot full of feijoada and starts feeding everyone in the club.
If you're going to play Brazilian, you're going to eat Brazilian.
Exactly. And it was just hilarious. You know, that was it. I mean, that was when we knew we were onto something, because we had the... you know, the okay from the Brazilians, and that was the biggest compliment we could have had. So,
well, I hesitate to say this, Stan, because we're the same age, but at this point, you are approaching that elder statesman
Oh, don't
category.
Even say that word.
Well, it's true, man.
No, I know.
Yeah, you've been on the scene there for 35, 40 years?
Yeah, actually 44 years, I think.
Yeah, I don't want to think of us as elders, but
I know. I've had that name, that phrase thrown at me, and it makes me cringe. Not because I'm in denial, basically, about how old I am. I like the terms. Here are the terms I like: jazz pillar. What's the other? Icon is good.
Pillar is a little stiff, I think.
Pillar is a little stiff. What was the one? Somebody told me something the other day that sounded good. I can't remember what it was. Anyway.
Well, yeah. Undoubtedly, Stan, you are revered and considered a regional treasure in terms of the music scene, and for good reason. And one of the big reasons is the work that you've done with the Sons of Brazil and keeping that group together and propelling it forward. What should the folks in Northwest Arkansas expect to hear when you perform at 21C?
Something that'll make you do a little chair dancing. There's something for everyone in this music. There really is. There are tunes that are really in your face and punchy, and there are tunes that are just, you know, some of the bossa novas will just take you away on a cloud. You know, it's just everything, it's all extremes, and everything in between is what we do. I think one of the reasons why we've been successful is we understand, we're in the entertainment business. Yes, we love music and it's our joy, but if you don't entertain people, you know, what's the point? So I can truly say this band is entertaining. You will not be bored for one second.
That was KUAF's Robert Ginsberg, host of Shades of Jazz, speaking with the Sons of Brazil trumpeter and leader, Stan Kessler. The Sons of Brazil will perform at 21C Museum Hotel in Bentonville this Sunday at 3 as part of the KUAF Summer Jazz Series. You can listen to Shades of Jazz Friday and Saturday evenings at 10 p.m. here on KUAF.